Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Cool talking with Joe Concha. Has he ever done stand-up? Because he is really fast. He's quick and funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I was looking up his bio, and I was trying to find if he had ever done it. It just says that he is a media and political columnist, which means he's a writer.
Yeah.
I mean, I already knew this, but I was trying to find, like, did he try this in the past? Like, yeah. Kilmeade has said before that he did, I don't know how long he tried it, but that he was trying to become a stand-up comedian for a while. And I don't know, you know, if he really stuck with it, but you can tell that he really appreciates talking to really good comedians mm-hmm. when he has them on. And Joe Concha seems like that kind of guy.
Yeah, I think he could do it if he wanted to. But he's got his own thing going on. Maybe he wants to, maybe he doesn't, you know. Tyrus does a great job with stand up, you know. Seen his show.
Yeah, his route is so unique.
Oh yeah.
I mean, to be where he's at now. It's funny though, because I think I get more people mentioning the people we talk
yes.
to than I used to anyway. I mean, it's obviously people come up to us and they know that what we do on the show and they like certain aspects of things.
Yeah.
But more than ever, people will mention to me, oh, I love it when you talk to Joe Concha or Tyrus specifically
yeah.
or the comedians of Gutfeld. People
yeah.
really love
yeah.
those guys.
Yeah. Joe DeVito was on Friday and, you know, Friday night, Terry and I went to his show, and
you get to go to all. You don't like.
Listen,
we don't have our Friday nights.
Yeah,
open.
If you had your Friday nights open,
I totally. Get
I would. I would absolutely. You know, Ron would hook you up. You would be able to go. They would make sure you would have a spot to go see the show. You know, these Gutfeld comedians sell out these places. It is wild. You go to the show, and usually Terry and I, because it's Streets of St. Charles or Westport. You know, that's a little bit more of a drive for her and I because we, like you, we live over in Illinois. So we'll go to the second show of the night. And you'll get there and people start lining up. And so I want to make sure that I get there in time so I can be in the front of the line so I can get a good seat. Because
you can get tickets ahead of time, though, right?
Yeah, you get tickets
your
ahead of time.
Your situation's a little different.
Well, you get tickets ahead of time, but it's general admission.
Oh, okay.
So
gotcha.
So you want to get there and make sure, like, you can sit.
Do you like sitting up front?
I like sitting up front. The only comedian that ever said anything to me was
Jamie Lisso?
No, it was the one right before, like that like used me as a bit.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know this.
It was what's his name? The guy that did the Trump impression.
Jonathan Kite?
Yes.
Oh, he did?
He saw me.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, he's like, all right, who's out there drinking? And I look down at my Diet Pepsi, and he's like, this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, and then he made fun of me a little bit, and it's like, that's the first time. And
Jamie Lissa, he didn't, no, so all of us went to Lissa.
Yeah, Lissa's great.
And he, I don't think that he called us out specifically.
No.
But he did, now, he did, because he was on the show.
Right.
We said, oh, because you and Annie had already seen him. I hadn't at that point.
Yeah.
And you guys said, oh, we saw you last time you were in town. And he said after that show that we were rattling him a little bit because we had heard that,
oh, yeah,
that set. And he's like, I had to really dig deep and make sure that I did not repeat anything, which a good comedian can do. A written out comedian, they're going to stick with what they do over and over. But a lot of these guys, they riff so well,
oh, yeah,
that they're able to just pull and go and pull and go and pull and go. And that's the ones that I really like talking to in
yeah,
studio.
Yeah, and I also like whenever you go to a show and you'll see that they're like, all right, I'm going to try some new stuff here. And I love when a comedian tries out new stuff because it's a little edgy. Sometimes it's a little like not polished, but it's still, it hits. You get the idea. You know what they're going for. They haven't perfected the delivery. And sometimes whenever they perfect their delivery, they lose a little bit of the organic nature of the joke.
That you can tell that they're enjoying it more.
Yeah. And when they start hitting it, it's like you're sitting down, like kind of like whenever you and I are having a conversation and Annie's in here and we all just start cracking up. It feels more like that, which makes it really cool to be that close to a comedian, because then it feels like, oh, this is my buddy.
This is new stuff.
Yeah. And it's like, this is my buddy, and we're just having a conversation, and it's great. So,
is that what Joe DeVito did?
That's what he did on that show that I went to. It was really cool.
He was trying out stuff?
Yeah, he was doing some new stuff, man.
I know that you told me a little bit right before we came into this of one of the jokes.
Yeah, I'm not telling
we
that joke on there.
So he was going
yeah,
at
it. It's like, it was great, and he went extra long, and it was, you know, like, all right, it's like kind of like he looked around and he's like, all right, we're all in this together, guys, let's do this. And it was an amazing show, and I love that.
You've seen him before, though.
Yes,
right?
I've seen him every time he comes in. And I, like you were saying, Jamie Lissa was a little rattled or whatever.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't have known it.
I didn't know.
He told us that.
Like, I wouldn't have noticed that anyway. Joe DeVito doesn't repeat any of his stuff. I mean, maybe he does one or two jokes or whatever, but it is like you go in there and it's funny every time. You're not gonna be like, oh yeah, I heard this bit or anything like that. It was fantastic.
A little behind the scenes. So that was just Friday that Joe DeVito was here. Gosh, Friday. It seems like so long ago.
Yeah.
He was here and we knew he was coming in, of course, because we had already booked him. He was here for shows. And the odd thing is that Yakov Smirnoff was also here at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing press, you know, and they had appeared, I think Joe DeVito and Yakov had appeared on Fox 2 that morning together. And so they were here and we were like, oh no, but their shows were at the same time. And so we're like, well, we got to talk to Joe because we know Joe.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, it was weird, like having to say, well, Yakov Smirnoff's like a big name too. And he wanted to come on, but we're like, but we don't really know. We had to kind of make the decision with
Joe's
the guy.
Our guy.
Yeah, Joe's our guy. But I wanted to point this out too, because online here, Frank says that he went to see Tom Shalhoub, who's been in studio with us too.
Tom Shalhoub's great.
And Frank says, Tom Shalhoub pointed me out at the Funny Bone for being one of the only unmarried persons in the building. What was that like? Did he go long on that? Frank, let us know. But anyway, I wanted to, like, I know we went way off topic here, and I'm going to get to this just because I said I was going to, and I'm going to stick to those teases. I'm going to do it. Bush official. This comes from the New York Post. Bush official claims the U.S. built a secret $21 trillion underground city for rich and powerful people to live if a near extinction event happens. Have you heard anything about this?
No. Who says this?
New York Post.
So this is...
I looked this lady up. She legit was the HUD director, the assistant HUD director under George W. Bush for about 2 years.
When did they
George H. W. Bush?
When did they say they built this?
Her name is Catherine Austin Fitz, Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, 1989 to 1990. She made the shocking allegations during an appearance on Fox News host, former Fox News host Tucker Carlson's podcast recently.
Okay.
Although it says in the article, there's no concrete evidence to support her claim. She was in a position to know some of these things. And she says that she first began investigating this report after seeing that the Army had a $6.5 trillion unsupported adjustment in spending. And she goes, wait a minute. And she said this was
$6.5 trillion?
Yes. $6.5 trillion. I know. That's why this is like, what? Because this isn't just some rando. She was there. She says there was a $6.5 trillion basically random like line item.
Yeah.
And she goes, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
What this money for?
She says, quote, given the Army's $122 billion budget, $122 billion is their whole budget, that meant that this one unsupported adjustment, as they call it, was 54 times bigger than the spending authorized by Congress. So she assumed, oh, this actually is supposed to say $6.5 billion.
Right.
She's like, it's just a mistype.
It's a rounding error.
So she, no, not quite that. So she looked it up and she said, wait a minute. No, this actually is $6.5 trillion. So she started looking into this, and according to Fitz, who worked as an investment banker before joining Bush's administration, that money was used to fund the development of what she described as an underground base, city infrastructure, and transportation system that has been kept hidden from the public.
Right, like I'm breaking news here, guys.
What do you make of that?
You ever seen The Kingsman?
No.
Yeah, okay, so the premise of the first Kingsman movie is that there's this like independent, you know, secret agency, the Kingsman. And this rich billionaire tycoon says the world, global warming is going to destroy the world, so he invents this tone that makes people go crazy and kill one another, and then he goes around.
Like a cool movie.
Yeah, to call the population. And then he goes around to all these rich people to try to get them to agree to this, and then he has his own bunker set up in this mountain. And you watch these movies, it's kind of fantastical because it's a spy movie, and it's like if somebody told me The Kingsman was a comic book, I would believe them. It might just be a regular book. I haven't looked into that. I love the movies and the series.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But I always look at that stuff and I go, what if?
What if?
And that's exactly what you're describing there. Now, I don't know how accurate this is. I you know, you hear some stuff on podcasts and stuff like that and you go, I don't know. But it is fascinating. And like, it's also close enough to being real that if you found out it was real, you go, checks out. Like, you wouldn't be like, there's no way. what makes this so intriguing is I could actually see this being real.
If this were just an investigative journalist, I'd say, who, you don't know. But she was in the HUD office, and she goes on. I mean, this actually gets a little bit deeper than that. I was going to stop there, but I might as well now. She told Tucker Carlson that she spent 2 years researching where the, not $6.5 trillion, but $21 trillion total, because that was just one item she found.
Wow.
It was part of a bigger budget that she found. There was $21 trillion. She was looking to see where it had gone, alleging that she had uncovered evidence that there are 170 secret facilities in the U.S. alone, underground facilities.
So they built multiple ones.
Explaining that she had a team of investigators within her office combing through all the data and all the allegations on these underground bases in order to make a guess as to how many might exist. She alleges that several of these bases are located beneath oceans, not just underground, but that most of them are within the boundaries of the U.S. or our ocean boundaries as well.
Yeah.
We systematically went through and tried to guess or estimate, this is totally a guess, she says, of how many underground bases there are, both underground in the United States, but also underground around the oceans of the United States. And our estimate was 170 with a transportation network connecting them. I mean, what? Wow.
See, the more you read into that, with the more details I go, I don't know.
I mean, she's, I agree with you, except that she has the credentials. This was her stuff. I mean, that's budgets, that's housing, urban development. That's coming from, that's why she's seeing it, is because that's the position she had.
She has the credentials. It's the government, and the government wouldn't lie to you, would they, Ryan?
Now you're asking the questions.
They wouldn't
now
lie to
you.
Now
you're asking.
Somebody who worked in the government wouldn't lie to you, would they?
Here's the main reason I don't trust that this is true, because you have a guy in office right now who would hear about that.
I go, what's this?
And no. That's not the way he would do it. The way he would do it, he'd go, oh, yeah, 170 underground cities all with a connection between them. Oh, that's crazy. I can't believe all this stuff that's going on. And he'd just be talking about Doge, or he'd be talking about the Middle East. Yeah, I just got back from Syria. It's been an amazing trip. Talked to the leader of Saudi Arabia. Not a lot of underground cities there. I heard about all the underground cities we have here.
Casually.
We got like 170 of them. They don't have those there, though. They spend their money a little bit smarter and weird. That's why we're doing Doge. You know, this is the reason we're doing Elon Musk. Great guy, Starlink. Really good guy. He went on with that on me on that trip. We just were looking at a lot of stuff. We're really looking to bring some investment back with these tariffs. Like, he would just drop it in a way that you go, wait a minute, what did you just say?
Everybody stop. Go back.
Yeah, and he's never done that. So I just, if any of the conspiracy theories are true, he would spill the beans in some way about them, and it's why I don't think we know anything about aliens or Bigfoot or anything else, because he'd just be out there mentioning it.
Yeah, because he isn't talking about it. That isn't a real thing for us.
Right. Or the other option is that these are things, but they're just not telling him. So we got to root out the deep state who's been holding these things, and that's a bigger issue, because in his first term, we know for sure that there were military operations and General Milley and all these people that were withholding things from him. So it's possible that he doesn't know about some of this stuff. But the people he's got in charge now, they're rooting that out. And by the end of this 4 years, if we don't know anything about the underground cities by then, okay, I'll say it doesn't exist. This is the Manny Fry Show. Annie is out today with a very sore throat. We hope she's back tomorrow. We will be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.